Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
I have got to get my Christmas cards in the mail today.
Swan, it has been, you've had them for like 8 days.
Honestly, I haven't had my Christmas cards sent either.
Oh girl. Okay.
All right.
Is that an issue?
Well, it is the, we're 7 days out, 8 days. Eight days.
They'll still arrive.
Yeah.
You have to the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's but our I'm first just time, saying.
So.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's a big deal. I could have done that a little bit earlier.
I have to tell you a funny story about the holiday cards. Like, yeah. I was super on point this year. Like, I ordered them.
She was.
Like, so much so that I got a really badass discount because I ordered them so early.
That's amazing.
I was like, this is so great. But I didn't order enough. So I sent out the first 80, and I was like, this is great. And then I realized, I'm like, I don't have enough. So I reordered them, still in time to get a great discount.
Oh, good.
And they came in, and like, there's 9 pictures on the front of the card. But one of the pictures didn't make it. So I'm like, oh, shit.
She just reordered.
I just reordered. So I'm like, how did this happen?
Was it a blank square?
Yes. Yeah, that's it's just weird. A white square.
So you can't send that out.
But, well, I did, because I was like, listen.
Guess who's taken out?
My husband. I'm like, you left Dano out of the picture?
It's just the only one of Dan.
Yeah, he's like, it's his solo picture. I'm like, it's a blank square.
It's
like,
so cute. It's a really good picture of him, too. He's wearing a purple shirt. I'm like, oh, man.
But I'm like, look, I don't have time to reorder at this point. This is what we have. Yeah. I mean,
you could draw a guy.
So I thought about it. I'm like, I'll just draw a little stick figure. You know, anybody who knows this will be like, well, that's about right. Yeah. They tried so hard. I mean, this is like the first year I was so on top of it. And this is what I get. Not waiting until the last minute. Like, this is it. I'm like, well,
I think because you were so on top of it.
I was. Photo. I know. It was like the universe being like, girl, this is not your lane. You are not an organized person. Don't do this.
I think that your being on top of it made me want to procrastinate. Like, I was like, I got time.
It's good.
I got time. It's good. I mean, I haven't even wrapped a gift.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. You know, I ordered something for my sister, and I ordered it way ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in the basement last night, trying to look for it. I'm like, where did I put it? I don't remember.
Wrap it?
It never came in.
Oh, no.
I literally looked at the tracking, and it was like, undeliverable. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
What do you mean it's undeliverable?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You didn't order batteries.
Them and be like,
Right.
There's something liquid in here.
Yeah, so I got it taken care of, and they gave me 50% off. So.
Damn right they did.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
I mean, as a professional shopper,
right?
You should get
it. It actually should have been free.
It should have been free.
I'm just kidding.
throw that Southern drawl
right.
around.
Yeah.
So savage. if you're kind of guessing who this wonderful voice is we have in the studio today, we have Miss Grace White from a Southern drawl. A Southern drawl?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a Southern drawl. I always call it the Southern drawl in my mind.
You're like, no, now it's ASD. So, it like, you can't ASD. Get it wrong now. ASD.
Yeah. Oh, that's a badass name.
I know. It kind of sounds a little sketchy at times. It sounds like a disease or something, but it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, now I can't unhear that.
Yeah.
I'm going to think that every time, but.
You're welcome.
But it's still great.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You start it out there.
It's so.
That's awesome. I love it. So, Grace is one of, I know, my personal favorite bloggers
by far.
And I feel like we're really lucky that you are, you know, you're in the Louisville community. So I'm like, man, she's super badass.
I definitely like to know her.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. If you do live in the Louisville area or just in the United States, I'm sure that you probably ran across one of her pictures, if not many, on either Instagram or like to know it.
Yeah.
One of the many photos.
Many photos.
Didn't you make the like to know it book?
I did.
I feel like you've got to be super badass to make it in a book like that.
Thanks.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I've been a part of Reward Style since they were a startup company.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of bloggers and one account manager, and now it's like hundreds of thousands of bloggers and influencers. It's crazy. So, and like to know it is part of Reward Style, in case you didn't know that.
Okay,
so,
no, I didn't know that. Yes. I don't know anything
Reward Style
about like all
the,
that stuff.
A large company that owns like to know it. Like to know it is a tool.
Mm.
Yeah,
look at that's all amazing. The education happening right now.
Yeah. How does it feel to be on something like to grow from the ground up like that? To see it's morphed.
It's pretty amazing. Like, I mean, it's just so much hard work went into it,
mm-hmm.
and I never would have thought if you were to ask me this, you know, when I started it in 2011, I never would have thought it would have been what it is.
Yeah,
like I thought I would be an engineer, not a blogger.
Right.
So,
but you've quickly turn that into like full-time income. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I feel really blessed that I can do it as a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I'm so passionate about, and I get to touch people's lives and influence them in a positive way, hopefully.
Yeah.
So. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Awesome.
So where did this all start? Where is this? Mm-hmm. This was in 2011.
2011.
Where had you graduated with your degree at that point?
No, I was in college. I had transferred from University of Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay.
To U of L, and I didn't really know anybody. It was like in the middle of the year, and I didn't feel necessarily lonely, but I felt the need to connect with someone. And to do that, I started a blog, and I started connecting with other bloggers, which weren't very many at the time, and they weren't fashion. I mean, they were just sharing like stuff about their life, and just one thing led to the other, and then it started growing. And I think I started at the right time. It was before blogs were really cool, and it just worked out. I don't know. It was crazy. I remember being in class and like making a sale guide. Like, you know how people would be like looking at YouTube videos or like surfing the web, and then here's Grace like making a collage of items. These people thought I was a freak.
Yeah, you're like, no, trust me, this is going to work out.
I know, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So where did you see it at first? Like, did you just want to connect?
Yeah, I wanted to connect with people, and I really had always been into fashion. Mm-hmm. And I felt the need to have, like, a creative outlet because engineering is so, like, black and white, you know?
Is that what you were in school for, is engineering?
Yeah, bioengineering. Okay. And then I started my blog, and then I still got my master's in engineering, but as I was finishing up my master's, I kind of knew that I wanted to try to do my blog full time. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my parents because I just need their advice on like everything.
Sure.
And my dad and my mom are pretty conservative, and I didn't think that they would go for it. And they were like all gung ho. Like my dad was just like, do it. Like, go for it. This is like your one shot.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, like, God forbid, you have a master's in engineering.
Right.
Like you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Are your parents entrepreneurs?
They are. My dad's a financial advisor, but is an entrepreneur, like, just in general. And so he kind of gets the money aspect of things. And that's why I wanted his advice. And he was really supportive about it. And I mean, obviously, they're always supportive.
Yeah.
But I would hope that they would tell me, like, not to do something if it was a bad idea.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like parents are, that's like, they're number one. It's like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at that same time, like, you were young enough. And you would have fallen, if you fallen, you would have landed on your feet at that point.
Yeah.
You weren't already too invested.
And it's not like I, like, was making no income and I was just like, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I could see the money coming in at, you know, 50% of my effort.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's going to happen if I put, you know, 110% of my effort into it? So that's why.
So you went all chips in.
Yep.
So how did you see it transform after you put all the chips into the table?
Oh, you could really tell. I mean, when you put in more effort into something, regardless of what that something is, you can really reap the benefits of it. And I think that's what happened with the Southern Drawl. And it really just grew. And then as the years progressed, you know, the blog progressed, my style progressed, my followers progressed. They started getting older. And they just kind of grow with you. So
that's really fun. Where did the name A Southern Drawl, where does that come from?
Yeah, so I told you I went to Miami my freshman year. And
are you from here, Louisville?
I'm from Louisville, okay. Yeah. You know, I really don't know why I went all the way down there for a year.
It seems like a good idea.
I like forget about that sometimes. But yeah, they're not really familiar with Southern people, I guess. I don't have a Southern accent, but when I would go back after, you know, a break or a trip, they'd be like, you have the thickest Southern drawl ever. And I thought it was the funniest thing, because I was like, I do not have, like,
trust me, I know my way more. Yeah.
You usually hear my friends. You won't be able to understand them.
Yeah, like, oh, I'll give you a Southern drawl.
Yeah. So when I came home and I started my blog, I named it A Southern Drawl, like, to be sarcastic, and it just kind of stuck.
Oh, that's great.
So when people, like, meet me, they expect me to be like, hey, y'all. Yeah. So nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's fun. And I never knew that that's where that name came from.
But really, it was like totally sarcastic. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think this was going to be, you know, my job. I was just starting it for fun. So
right. Mm-hmm. So where were you following wise when you decided, when you pushed it all in, like, where was that start point for you? Like, number wise, as far as followers?
I think on Instagram, I probably had like maybe 60,000 followers.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, Instagram was so different. I mean, you could grow so quickly, and things were happening so fast. And now it's like a gruesome process. It takes a long time. And with all the algorithm changes, you know, back when it was like time-based, those were the days.
So what have you learned about the Instagram world since then, since now? Like, are you constantly trying to change how you put your information out, your content out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to adapt to things and things always change. And you got to just change the way you post and be consistent in your posting, but also be aware of like your followers and how your followers are changing as well.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I have deep stuff.
Yeah,
you can probably go down real deep with that.
So you took your blog and you made it into a business, and then through this you've created like this incredible brand. So what were the steps, and like how did you learn more about it as you went forward? What steps did you take to grow your brand?
Honestly, I wish I had like just a solid like one word answer for that, but I really don't know. I mean, things just kind of happened. I wish I had a better answer, but it's just like when you stay consistent, I think that's when people become loyal, and having a loyal following is really important. Maybe I don't have, you know, 500,000 followers or 1 million followers, but my followers are really, really loyal. Like when they click on something, they buy it.
Yeah.
And they really trust my opinion, which is why you want to put out quality content. You don't want to like promote something that you wouldn't actually wear or use.
Yeah.
So
do you have where are your followers? What's your number right now as far as followers go?
I think I'm like around 210 or something.
Okay, cool. And do you have like a high click to purchase ratio?
Yeah, most people who click typically buy.
That's great. Yeah. Is that normal? I don't know. I feel like that's
not normal. I know that's me. When usually I click on something, I'm like, God, that's so cute. You're like, okay, mom, click. I know my Grace click to buy ratio is really high.
Yes.
It was like one shirt that I swear I sold like 5,000. I don't know where it came from. Just go on a Southern Draw, look for this shirt, and just click it. And it was like a pink ruffle, like off the shoulder. I'm doing it really
pink
bad justice.
Ruffle.
It had like a ruffle right here, but it was off the shoulder. It was like a one arm deal. I can show you a picture when we are finished. But I was like,
oh, was it long sleeve?
It was long
sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah. I sold more of those. And I was like, I don't know where it's from. I forget. I just clicked on the picture.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. This blanket scarf is courtesy of you from back in the day.
You did
a great tutorial on the blanket scarf.
I saw that the moment I walked in. I was like, that's the Pink Express scarf that people love.
It's such a cute pattern.
I know. I love it. I mean, you can take it on a picnic. I've done that with my kids.
Yes. Now it's blanket scarves are like so versatile.
They're so
great.
I'm
like, here, please wrap yourself with it.
The sheet.
Yes, the sheet. But somehow Grace made it look so chic that we all needed it. And I'm like, yes. And then I put it on. I'm like, I can't see.
It's like a neck brace. And you're like,
she lied. It's like really cute.
You can't figure out if you leave your hair in it or if you put it up top. I'm like, I don't know.
I thought you looked really chic in it, though. Well, whenever you had it on, I
was
loved
really
it.
Hot every time I wore it, which is now why it's a tablecloth. I'm like, I can't do this.
But it works.
It does. No, I love it.
We're like still using it.
Yeah.
We're
using it.
It's very versatile.
So thank you, Grace, for introducing the blanket scarf.
Glad to be of service.
You know, we get that a lot in the studio when we ask people about like how everything came about. What were your steps? Because honestly, it's just a guess and check. Like, oh, that didn't work. So what are some of your fails that you could, looking back now, like, oh man, I messed up there. I won't do that again.
I mean, there were a few fashion fails that I've done, you know, trying new styles.
What didn't work
for you? Yeah, what didn't?
Because I feel like you could wear a paper bag and people would be like, I need that.
You're like, oh, Trader Joe's, got it.
I think some of the really like preppy things don't really work on me, just because naturally my style is not that preppy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking like button down and preppy sweater and, you know, all that jazz. But I try not to neglect the fact that I do have some, you know, Southern followers that are into that. So I try to sprinkle things in that still has like my personal twist on it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of fails.
I'm going to have to see some of these fails.
I did, like, makeup tutorials at one point on YouTube. That was a fail.
But you get asked that a lot about your makeup.
I feel like your makeup is on point all the time.
Yeah. YouTube is just such a large platform that, like,
It's already so saturated with
Yeah, and if you start now, it's like,
I ain't trying to. Yeah. I'm trying to follow.
It's a lot of work. That's why I don't do makeup tutorials. Like, I did one, just posted it on a Southern Drawl just because people were asking, and they keep wanting more. And I'm like, it takes so much work and time and effort.
Yeah,
and,
well, talk us through, like, the behind the scenes. I mean, obviously, what you see in, like, the little tiny square on your phone looks amazing and it looks effortless, but I'm sure that it takes way more.
The fun of it, right? You're supposed to make it seem like it's effortless. Yeah. And that, like, all I do is take selfies all day, y'all. Like, oh, girl, my life is so great. But no, it takes a lot of work. It's a lot of planning. And, I mean, think of creating that much content. And you guys, I am...
You're a little hungry?
So sorry.
It's okay. I thought it was my stomach.
I know.
Typically, we're like, am I allowed to eat a protein bar?
Please do.
Go ahead.
You guys. Help yourself.
I just didn't have... breakfast.
No. Oh, do not.
Are you one of those people that has to wait to eat? Because I know that I am. Yeah. Like, I can't eat. Like, yeah, I can't right eat when you right wake up.
Yeah, and it was like a cluster this morning, you guys.
No problem. Yeah, hey, chomp away.
Wait, are you all going to hear me on this thing?
We might. Well, maybe. Take a water break.
I mean, who cares?
We're here. We're taking a water break, too.
We're here with friends. It's good. It's all good. Trust me, you walk into this room and it's a judge-free zone. So it's
we hear Georgie barking.
I know.
We hear stomach growling. Believe
me. Yeah, it's all good.
We hear me slurping and coughing and...
Yeah. No, all the things.
No worries.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I clearly don't fast, so...
Well, this is a great segue into my next question to you. So, A Southern Drawl has morphed from, like, again, the beginning days of just wanting to connect with people into a great, you know, fashion brand... I don't want to say lifestyle blog, but you do talk a lot about different aspects of life. So, I mean, I feel like it's kind of evolved into that. But now you have a new avenue of a Southern Drawl. Can you tell us more about Fit with ASD?
Yeah, so I've been into fitness for a while, and I started sharing it on A Southern Drawl. Sorry, still trying to swallow my protein bar. and I started sharing it on A Southern Drawl, and then I kept getting, like, not obsessed with fitness, but, like, I was so passionate about it, and I kept wanting to share about it, and then people were coming to my blog for fashion, and then they would see fitness, and then people who would come to my blog for fitness would see fashion, and I was like, well, that's not really fair. So I decided to launch my Fit with ASD Instagram account in January, and then as things progressed, I launched fitwithasd.com, so.
Cool. That's awesome. And can you tell us about what do you offer
on what does that platform look like?
Yeah, so it's, a subscription-based platform, so $8.99 a month or $89 a year.
Okay.
And it's pretty much daily workouts, so it gets refreshed every single day.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work,
That is a ton.
And it's my exact workout. Like, if you were to go to my gym, like, I would be doing the daily burn. And then Fit Chats, which are, like, little videos of me talking about fitness topics, like... what to do after a weekend of indulging or, you know, stuff like that. Water intake, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
A macro calculator, which is the thing that I was, like, most excited about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. So it is personalized macros for you. You input your information.
Oh, wow, that's really fun.
Yeah.
That is.
See, you're using that bio-engineering. You've got that going in there.
Right. And then recipes, which also includes the macros on that as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that seems like a steal for $8.99.
Yes. Oh, and exercise videos. So every move is linked.
So it's all inclusive. Like, all of that is included in your monthly subscription.
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't think people realize how much work it is.
Oh.
No.
I mean, gosh. But again, you make everything look so effortless. It's hard for people to see the struggle.
Right. It's like, but people constantly want more, you know? Like,
you're like, no, people slow down.
I'm like, you're right.
I am one person.
We're going to up this fee.
Yeah. I feel like people don't realize that it is just me. Like, a lot of people have assistants or interns. And honestly, it's me and my mom and my sister help a lot. And so does my husband. But...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of running a business and then thinking about the administrative side. It's a lot, and it's a lot for one person, and they don't really realize
that. You need to get an assistant.
We're still interviewing for you.
Right,
We got
send
this.
Send them our way.
Or just intern.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be like, I mean, anybody would buy for that job.
You know, there are a lot of college interns, but they want to be bloggers, you know, and they're trying to learn the business. And
right.
I mean, that's great, but... I don't know. It's a little too close for comfort. You know what I mean?
Well, I do think, again, you have to find the right person that, one, you vibe with. Like, you're like, listen, this person's in it for the right reasons. They're not trying to steal my secret sauce.
Right.
Like, you know, you've got to feel like you've connected and you've trusted with someone, which can be really hard when, again...
You can be vulnerable.
I mean,
if I told you all how many times I've been to dinner with someone, like, who I thought just, like, wanted to be friends. Oh. And then they're, like, trying to get see. I'm like, and then they start a blog the next week, and I'm like, what?
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 I thought we were having a good time.
Violated. Actually, you know, that's a love.
I know, that is.
Right?
That's some sketchy shit.
I'm like, I'll cut you.
Right. With my dumbbell.
Yeah.
I'm strong, bitches.
I know, right? I wouldn't mess with you.
Well, no, that's just kind of like a low blow. It really is. Like, that's against all friendship girl code that they're in life for the wrong reasons.
Right, but just in general, like, with, you know.
Yeah.
Secretaries and whatnot, you know, I just, you know, I just get nervy.
Well, I mean, that takes a long time to build that back, so.
And too, and intellectual property like that. Yeah. Can be stolen real easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, rip you off. So I get that. So you keep it close.
Keep it close, yes.
Speaking of
keeping
it close.
Free labor from my family.
Speaking of keeping it close, you recently got married.
Yes.
How's the newlywed game going?
Amazing.
Yes. So tell us about, how many, are we 90 days in? I don't even know.
We got married October 27th.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
So the first Christmas.
Yes.
First Thanksgiving. First all of it.
Well, it was weird. We, like, went on our honeymoon right after our wedding, and then we came back, and everything was so quick. It was, like, Thanksgiving, and now it's Christmas, and it's, like, we're just, like, struggling to keep it together.
Stay in the moment,
Because it's, like, we want to just, like, spend our time together and, like, enjoy this time, but it's, like, also the holiday, so you're constantly around family and friends. Mm-hmm. And we're excited for the
new
year.
And you both work full-time, so it's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jordan is a lawyer, and he, like, works very long hours, so... Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize that we don't get to see each other very often during the week because even though I work from home, like, he works at downtown, so.
Yeah. Well,
and you work out together.
I was going to say, you're able to connect, like, at the gym. That's, you know, a fun place to do it, but I feel like if people are just watching you and if he's in the videos 9 out of 10 times, they're like, oh, they spend all their waking time. And you're like, no, people, listen.
Yeah.
It's not how this works.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, it doesn't get any easier either.
I know.
I'm not even throwing kids into it. It just doesn't get any easier. Just life. Yeah. So I'm glad that you're taking that as a priority.
There she is. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, Georgie. I mean, that's better than my stomach growling. Yeah. So it's fine.
We've had it all.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have your stomach growling sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
She's so wild. It's like the recycling truck. It could be a leaf.
She's like, what? Did you see that? Mom.
I know. She's really crazy. She's really crazy.
I know. Well, I mean, you guys are, you're newly together, but how long have you known each other? How'd you guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend, and he thought we were both ripped, would both work out, and I was like, that's not really how relationships work, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
But it actually did end up obviously working out beautifully, and it was something like on the first date. I know people, I don't believe in, like, love at first sight, but there was, like, this connection that was unreal. Mm-hmm. And we knew that we wanted to get married very early on.
Yeah.
And and,
like, we're, give me some how far into the relationship?
Like a few months.
Okay. Oh,
well, you know, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't take 4 years.
My dad has always told me that you should know if you want to marry someone within 6 months. You don't have to get married in 6 months. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know within 6 months, and I never believed him. I was like, you're full of shit. And then here I am. I met Jordan. I'm like, yep, you're right.
This is it. This is the one.
We're like, we just had to make it, like, socially acceptable. So we waited a year.
No, I get that too. Because there's that scrutiny in a new relationship is so magnified. And you're like,
and then you're online. I mean, it's on a very public platform.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. How long did you wait to make it, like, Instagram official? Like, you guys were dating. Like, are you had you had a new relationship?
Everything happened pretty quickly because, I think I posted the post about him in July. Mm-hmm. And then we were engaged in, like, October.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, but people were, I mean, I don't think they realized that we had, like, met the previous October or anything.
Right.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now,
I
moved here. My husband and I dated long distance for, like, 4.5 years because I lived in D.C. before I lived here. And when I finally decided to move here, I moved here in August, and we got engaged in October. And I didn't see that coming. Like, I was, you know, hopeful that I'm like, oh, if I make this big move, like, I don't know.
I'll get a ring out of it.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. If only ever, you know, we dated long distance. So I'm like, the most I'd ever spent with him was we went on a trip to Jamaica, and it was like 5 days. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, 5 days, that's a long time. We don't usually see each other that long. So, like, moving here, I was like, oh, God, I don't have any place to go. Like,
that's funny.
I can't see it. But, I mean, it was a really quick proposal, like, turnaround time. But I'm like, man, all right.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm like, okay.
He knew what he wanted.
And he did.
He saw the goods.
I let that go.
He's the score. Well, I just got knocked up, so that's probably what. We're being real.
We just let it all out.
I mean, we were together for 4 years, but still, I was like, well, whoops.
So there's your thing.
I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah.
We announced we were engaged, and like 2 weeks later, like, by the way.
This is happening.
Sorry, bad rabbit hole.
No, we go to plenty.
Yes, yes. So moving back to A Southern Drawl. So where do you see it all going from here? Do you have big scary plans for it or that you want to talk about or can talk about?
I just have been putting so much time into both A Southern Drawl and Fit with ASD that I don't really know where it's going to go. I mean, possibly an app for Fit with ASD, but things just kind of come as they, you know, please.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have any super large plans, but just being consistent in what I'm doing. I mean, honestly, if you asked me this last year, I'd be like, oh, there's no large plans. And then I launched this huge, like, platform within a month. So,
yeah,
things happen quickly over here.
Yeah.
You should.
If you have I get a weird idea, and then, I just make it happen.
You should put yourself on demand. You can do that.
It is true.
Yeah, you can totally
do that. You can do it. Streaming. Because that's where everything's going is streaming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like with the Kodi app, you know, and then they went to Allo Moves.
Yeah. Mm.
That could be you.
That could be you,
girl.
Then we can come on as yoga people.
Right.
Perfect.
Yes. Perfect. You're stretching so hard. So I do have a question. What's the coolest thing you've been able to do because of your blog?
I think traveling would have to be the coolest thing because I've just been so many places and I got to experience so many cool resorts and areas and they treat you like royalty. It's so nice. I'm like, wow, I'm really not that cool, guys.
Yes, you are.
But I appreciate it. Yeah.
But yeah, the travel has just been amazing. And that's something that I wouldn't be able to experience without a Southern Drawl. And my husband gets to get in on it now. So.
Oh, he's totally sold. He's like, yes, please.
Giant perk for yes, Jason. Please. Like, I got this.
So have you met any cool people from A Southern Drawl?
I mean, I feel like obviously there are always like reality people involved because they always, you know, become bloggers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's just like a huge network, especially being a part of Reward Style. But yeah, I mean, I've got to meet a lot of cool people. I don't know.
Like, have you made any cool friendships out of all the whole blogging?
I think that's like the greatest part is meeting other bloggers and becoming friends with them. I've, you know, made so many close friends from blogging.
Yeah.
That it's been amazing. I mean, I've invited them to my wedding.
I think that's so fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Because they get your lifestyle. They get, they understand like what you have to go through every single day and why it's so important.
Yes. And it's nice because you get to talk about it, but also like we don't just talk about blogging. That's when you know they're friends.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Did you have like a fangirl moment with any blogger in particular that you're like, I followed her forever and then I'm like, there she is?
No, not with A Southern Drawl just because I have been around for so long that
feel like you're on the same platform.
Yeah, it's hard to feel like that when they're like the OG bloggers just because we've just been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But on Fit with ASD, like I would have a few fangirl moments like, oh, I remember when I first started getting into fitness and I'd watch her videos and she just liked my post. Oh my God.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think that keeps you real. Like,
I know.
Like, oh yay, yeah, so-and-so. I mean,
it definitely humbled me when I started with ASD because it was like starting from the ground up again. Mm-hmm. And I just like, it was nice to be really, really excited about something again.
Yeah.
And, like not feeling like just work.
Right.
So that's something that keeps me going.
Cool. Did you feel with Fit with ASD relit A Southern Drawl a little bit too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like it's easy when you're doing that for so long and like creating content like that, it used to be really, really exciting and really fun. And like, but like photo shoots get old, you know, and it's like the same thing. And it's like ordering, you know, new things that you think would fit with your followers and all that stuff. And then you just kind of not get in a rut, but you know, you just like forget how appreciative you should be. And then when I started Fit with ASD, it was like, I just feel like I've been on it this year, y'all. Like, I'm, like, hyped.
That's awesome.
I've been hyped
with
both.
Life changes can do that.
Yeah. Just with, you know, my fashion blog and my fitness, I feel like I've just been so excited. And it's just been a really big year for both me and Jay, so.
Oh, yeah.
I can definitely tell within it, like, you can see all the creativity. Like, you're just pushing it out there. You can definitely, mm-hmm. I think all your smiles are honestly, like authentic. Yes. Like, you're really happy to be doing what you're doing.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
They're not forced.
I love the addition of the try-on sessions.
Those are my favorite. Yes. I've been so into them. Yeah. Oh. They take so freaking long. I can't even explain to you how long they take, but they're so worth it.
I love it. Because we talked about this.
Because it's, like, four outfits in one video, and people, like, don't know how to tuck in things. And, like, I know that sounds silly, but
no. But when Danielle does it, I'm laughing out loud. Like, yes. she's funny.
Her honesty level is like,
she's like, what the hell is this? Yes. I love her.
But then the conversation that you have with yourself of like, there's no way it's supposed to fit like this bullshit.
We're talking about Insta story try on hauls.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I think
I thought we're talking about the video that I've been. Have you all seen those videos that I've been posting? No. The try-on videos?
No.
Guys,
are they different?
Where have you been?
Oh, shit. What? Now I feel like a bad fan. Yeah.
I know. What?
Yes, so I've been posting these. Okay, first of all, try-on hauls. Yes. They are very helpful for people because, like, sizing and all that stuff. But I've been posting these videos now that are, like, try-on videos. It's, like, an accumulation of four different outfits, and I'm, like, getting dressed. And it's, like, a fast-forward, like...
Oh,
like cute music.
No, I've just been sticking to the stories. I'm like, pull it out. I have to see this.
I need to see all of it.
How did we miss this? This is ridiculous. What is going on?
Here's like my latest athleisure one.
Oh, fun. So you do it for both. Oh my gosh, these are so cute. Stop it.
Okay. Whoops.
Do you edit those too? You do all of that?
Why did I not see these?
No.
I'm on this website.
Will
you do the behind the scenes though, like on your Insta stories? I just need to know like behind the scenes.
I'm huge in
like,
making video. I love making videos, by the way. I will spend hours like trying to make a video.
Yes.
There's just like something stupid and never post it.
If I can't trim that shit in like 30 seconds, I'm out. I'm like,
she doesn't have that.
No patience. It takes like an hour to film and then it takes like 2 hours to edit.
Oh.
What?
And that's just on your phone. Like, yeah, that's not even, like, that's not even, you know, this isn't, like, a professional.
So, in your room, I imagine, I don't know if this is, like, guest room or wherever, but, like, it always looks so pristine. And I know you don't have kids yet, so fuck shit up. But I'm like, God, could you just untuck a corner of your bed, please? Like, just
bed, I make sure that it's, like, perfect
at the end. Yeah, so cute. It is. I'm like, man. But the lighting in that room, too. You just have a great window? Yes, is that where that comes in?
Honestly, when I was looking for my first home to buy, I was looking at the amount of light that it gets. I know that's like so silly, but when you have that job, you just have to make sure that the lighting is perfect. So
it's definitely but those videos look on point.
I know, they're fantastic. It's like,
yeah, we were definitely on different pages there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
But do you see, I mean,
but can you tell that I'm excited about it?
No, like, exactly.
I say keep doing it because I want to watch that video. I'm like, oh, that's
cute. Now that I know they're on here, I'm like, wait, how did this
happen? Me too.
Yeah, because it's like four different outfits in one video. And then instead of having four different posts, it's like everyone can see it.
Okay. And you get that down to, is it a minute now?
It's a minute.
On Insta?
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
You got to move quick.
I mean...
So what are your favorite apps when you're doing editing or if you want to share them?
Yeah, I use Lightroom.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
That's like on your phone, the mobile app.
That's what we use.
That's how I edit.
What's your video editing software or app?
I just use iMovie.
Oh, you do?
I like iMovie.
Not anything too fancy.
You use InShot, right? That's your go-to?
I use a couple. Okay. It depends on how much I need to speed it up for yoga. I'll tell you them real quick. I use InShot a lot. I use InSquare sometimes.
I feel like InShot, I don't like how they give you like that blurred out.
Yeah, you gotta change it. You gotta change that.
Oh, there's a setting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
I know, but I like how you can drop music in there real easily.
Yeah.
And like fade in, fade out. I'm a little picky about that.
Well, then you're gonna start doing all the videos for Crazy Zen.
Can we start doing videos? Yeah.
You know, next year.
You know, all the
things. That's cool. I know, all the things.
All right. Yay. So, do you know our questions today?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, we always end the show with asking, like, a couple questions.
Okay. I'll prepare myself.
Yes. No, none of these are hard. They're meant to be fun. Are you team wine or team coffee? You can be team both.
If I had a choice, wine. Obviously. Yeah. What? Is that even an option?
You'd be surprised. Like, some people are like, ooh, oh, can't
it's about 80% coffee.
Yeah.
When we ask.
Really?
I know. Which is astonishing to me. I don't like coffee that much. Like,
I mean, I like coffee, but I feel like wine.
I can't do without it. I know.
Oh. I'm telling
your best self when you're drinking wine.
I say the same thing. I'm funnier. I can solve all the world's problems with a glass of wine. I'm like,
It's really, really funny. I know when she's like 2.5 glasses because like she gets really like, real. Like, where can I take you?
Mm-hmm. Where do we?
She's
need
like,
to
let me solve all the problems. Like, dude, I was just asking about a stripe with bra.
Right. I know.
She's like, no, hold on.
I really think I was like a village therapist in like a former life.
That's amazing.
And it just comes out.
That's amazing. Okay, so I know who to contact when I have an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll just give you a bottle of wine.
No, and you just say, how many glasses have you had? Okay, I'm coming over.
I'm ready. You're ready for it now.
Are you more like red or white?
Red.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get saucy.
Red.
You get saucy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Except when I'm in public, I sometimes drink white just because, like,
the teeth.
Yeah.
Which I'm not too fond about, but whatever.
No, I get that. And those little teeth wipers, I don't feel like that really works. Have you seen those?
I've never even used that. It's only certain red wines, not every red wine.
I do too. I don't know which ones they are.
I just, you know, can't take the risk of having like.
I mean, you have really white teeth too. Like,
it's probably like just a beacon.
Yeah. I mean, like, great. Shut it down. Just lip smile.
Or you get like the red lips too.
The worst.
Mm. Oh, it's the worst.
The worst.
And you're like, okay, no.
That's enough.
That's an in-house thing.
Yes.
So, my question, which has been my favorite lately, what is your favorite new emoji from the download, from the newest update? Mm. Do you have a new favorite? Because we've got a lot.
I think maybe the party one where it's like blowing like the.
Oh, yeah.
I use that a lot.
It's a good one.
It is. Because
or the heart, like the one with the heart's like, ooh.
I know. I love when it pops, like when you type out a word and then it pops up and you're like, that's what they meant.
Yeah. I honestly haven't even like really looked through them that often. Because the emojis for my Instagram captions, I use like similar, like. Mm-hmm.
The same ones.
Like
five.
Yeah, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there is a hippo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hippo?
There's a hippo now.
Is there a peacock?
There is a peacock. It's a new one.
Shut up.
It's so cute. Yes. Oh, yes. That's amazing. Actually, that was one of my favorites. I was like, look at this peacock.
I know. And he's so cute.
He is so cute.
There's soap.
Yeah, I love the soap one. I don't know why, but I'm like, I love the soap.
I've been figuring out like different ways
to
use.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did up the food game.
Yeah. Well, I use the party one a lot.
And there's a podcast. There's like a microphone now.
Yeah.
Like a podcasting thing.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, no, that's what he said. I'm like, that's cool. We haven't used it yet.
I know.
we're kind of late to the game.
We've been busy.
I'm like, I need to use that emoji. Whoops.
I do have one more question. Like, what is your hype song? Like, if you're like going strong like day and you're like, I need something really hype to get me going. What do you?
Honestly, it's anything with Nicki Minaj.
You and me.
Yes. Girl.
Are you... So you're not Cardi B. Like, you're
okay, when Cardi first became, like, a thing, I, like, loved Cardi. I think she was really funny. But then it like, kind of got old really quickly. Because I think Nicki's music is better than Cardi, but I liked Cardi's personality. But, like, I don't think she's actually that dumb. I think she just, like, plays it up.
Cardi B? Actually that dumb?
Yeah. I got into this wormhole once. Okay. And yes.
I love those.
I was watching YouTube interviews of Cardi B, but like before she was famous, and she did not talk like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
She was like somewhat normal.
Really?
And then I was like, She's a fraud.
It's all a facade.
Yeah.
Where you can dig up every video of Nicki Minaj. She's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Drake.
And I think her music is better.
I feel like her lyrics are so much better.
Yes.
Like, that's where I agree. I love how she's just all about empowerment. You can really listen to it. Like, listen. And
empowerment?
It's,
really?
Yeah. She's
Minaj?
She is.
All right.
How about some women empowerment?
Yeah. You know, I mean, have you seen her album covers? Duh.
No.
She's
like, I tried to get her to listen to one.
I can take her in like doses.
She could. I sent her all kinds of songs from like the Pink Pill and she couldn't even deal with it.
And I'm like, I won't trust that. I mean, and I like old school, like 90s hip hop. Like that's me and Biggie, like Missy Elliott. Like that's where I go when I need like a female rapper. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, I know.
But Minaj, I'm like, I mean, I can take her.
She'll become a convert. Don't worry.
Yeah, she will. I've been trying. Sometimes I'll just like text her like certain lyrics that I like.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, this is like, and she's like, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm listening to Nicki, like at the gym, you know how when you open your phone and it's on Spotify or whatever, like the album is large. I'm like, God, it's like so embarrassing because I like open my phone. People think I'm probably like a whore. Like this like naked woman is like on the.
You're like,
sorry. I'm so sorry, guys.
Doing licks today.
Yeah. I know. Whoops. I mean, it's probably better than like Little
Wayne.
Or
the worst is when I open my fitness Instagram account because I follow fitness, you know, a bunch of fitness people, and you know how they take their, it's like booty, booty, booty.
I mean,
everywhere.
Like the smallest shorts like ever made. I'm like, wow.
Like I open my phone and if someone's behind me, I'm like, well, this is awkward.
Right. Which I'm so glad you posted that the other day about Instagram versus reality. Yeah. That was a good post.
And I thought that was like a good lesson for people.
For listeners, you need to go back and look at that one. I don't know. It was like last week, so go 2 weeks back by the time this is released.
Yeah.
It was needed.
Yeah. It was. But it was much
I was kind of nervous, like posting it just because it, like, the belt looked so big.
It looked great. I was like,
you did. You looked fantastic, but it was so comforting to see, like, all right, ladies.
I had sent it to, I texted it to Jordan, and I was like, which one do you like? And he was like, I actually like this one, but it looks like you photoshopped it. It looks fake. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's weird because it's just a different angle.
Right.
And then I like compared it. I did like a collage and I was like, what the heck? Like, that is not normal. So then I posted it and I was like, because you scroll and you're like, oh, these people have such perfect bodies. Like, look how shreddy their abs are. Look how like voluptuous their tush is. And it's not like that. It's just,
it's just a great angle.
Yeah.
Well, I think,
I'm sure they've got like a good body, but it's like, their ass is probably not that big.
Right.
Or it's not that lifted.
Right.
Right.
It's all about angles and, yes. So I appreciate it.
I did too. Well, I thought it was really refreshing, you know, it's such a large platform that you have that you're honest enough to be like, no, y'all look like, and the fact that you were honest, like, no, I still compare myself and I get myself and then I'm like, yes.
And I think that that's where Instagram is going to, although it is, you know, can be life changing, but it also is like a picture into someone's life and you want to be the most authentic that you can, which is a trigger word for me lately, but you do want to try to give off the most honest truth. So you keep that consistent following. Yeah. If they're loyal, you want to be as loyal as you can.
Yeah, they
want
to be able to trust you, you know?
Right. And we talk about it all the time, but like, you have to feel like you have a community. And if, like, someone in your community is not being honest, you're like, listen, I don't feel welcome here anymore.
Right.
Like, if I'm going to put my shit show out there, I need for you to embrace it.
Exactly.
Just show me a little bit of yours.
And I treat my followers like my friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to treat them like you're talking to your best friend. That's why I think it's so easy for me to talk to my phone, because I feel like I'm talking to, like, a group of my best friends.
Yeah. So. That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yay.
I know.
Awesome.
Well, we like being your friend.
I know. Grace, thanks for coming and hanging out in the closet.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and where can the world find you if they haven't found you already?
You can find me at asouthernjoll.com or fitwithasd.com. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram, @_southerndrawl or fitwithasd.
Okay.
Lots of things. Believe me, I don't miss those links. I always put them up. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yay. Thanks, Grace.